This morning we welcome the children's choir for our worship today. It's nice to have so many children here with us. Our reading for today is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, the third chapter, beginning with verse 7. What things were gain to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Maybe the children who are here have been to parades before. And when I was little, if there were horses in the parades, I especially waited and watched for something to possibly happen. Because sometimes, from the backside of the horse, would lift its tail, and some really smelly, gross stuff would fall down on the street. And then there was a man who had the worst job in the parade, who would walk along with a shovel and a pail, and he would scrape up that gross stuff and have to put it in the pail. Believe it or not, that stuff we're talking about, St. Paul is talking about in our text for today in the Bible. God the Holy Ghost uses that word to talk about something for us today and to teach us a very important spiritual lesson about ourselves. St. Paul is looking at his own life as a believer, as a Christian now, and he's thinking about how he used to think about his relationship to God. And he's saying in the verses right before the ones I just read, he's saying to us, I was a really wonderful religious person. I did all the right things. I had all the right things going for me. I was, he might say, Joe Christian. He says if anybody had a reason to think that God should be so happy with someone because they were so good, it would have been Paul. And then he lists off about seven things. Listen to what he lists off. These are in the verses right before our text. He says, I was marked with circumcision as a child of God on the eighth day after I was born. I was from the tribe of Israel. I was one of God's chosen people. I was, in fact, even from the tribe of Benjamin, he says, a very special tribe. He says, I was a Hebrew of Hebrews. That means I was ultra-Jewish. I was like the cream of the crop as far as being someone of the Jews. He said, I knew the law inside and out. I'd been well instructed and trained in that. I was a Pharisee. I'd learned the commandments really well. He says, I even zealously persecuted people who taught wrong things and went after them to get rid of them. And I kept all the laws that were prescribed and laid down for us perfectly. He says, I was faultless. And then he says, all of this stuff that I had done, I very easily could have thought, that's why God must be so happy with me. But he says, all of that stuff counts for nothing. In fact, not only does he say that stuff doesn't matter and it counts for nothing, he goes so far as to say, it's a loss. It's a negative thing now when he looks back on it. He says they were a loss. They were a loss to him because his heart started to depend on those things as to why God was so happy with him. You know, as Christians, we learn to love God and love his commandments as we should, follow God's commandments. But when we start thinking that that's why God is so happy with us, because we follow those commandments so well and try to live our lives so nice, Paul's saying that can be dangerous for us. We better watch out for that. We start thinking, well, the reason God's so happy with me is because I'm such a nice Christian. Look at me. Look at my life. Look at how good I am. And Paul is saying that can actually work against us. In fact, Paul says all those good things that we can do, like he had done in his life, he said all of those things are like holding up that stinky pail before God. The translation in front of us says, Paul says, they were like rubbish That's really not what the word says. It's what's in the pail. Okay? The English translators didn't want to get too gross for our ears. But that's what Paul is saying. That's the best things that we can do in our lives to hold up in front of God, expecting he's going to reward us and let us into heaven. That's how bad they would stink in front of him, is what St. Paul is saying. A commentator named George Steckhardt says this: the best piety that the world can offer, that means as good as we could be, the best piety the world can offer is a detestable dung, that's what's in the pail, which only disfigures and pollutes man. Now, St. Paul is telling us in the Bible verses before us that when he came to learn about Jesus and what Jesus had come to do for him, it made him realize that all this stuff from his life was really nothing in front of God. And he came to see that the only thing that really matters in front of God is this perfect holy life record of Jesus. When I was in seminary, it started to really become important to me through my instruction how Jesus not only went to die on the cross to pay for our sins, and that's wonderful, but he did more than that. He lived like a little child, perfectly under his parents, obeyed them perfectly. He lived as a perfect young teenager, as a perfect older teenager, as a perfect young adult, as a perfect adult, to keep a record before God that was spotless, that was holy and perfect and righteous. And when God gives us faith to realize what I've done in my life is like what's in that pail, and the only thing that matters for me to get into heaven is what Jesus has done for me, not only dying for me, but giving me his perfect life. When God gives us faith in him, our hearts grab onto that holy, perfect record. And God now looks at us as if that's what we are, perfect, holy, righteous saints. In fact, this very letter that St. Paul is writing, at the beginning, the first verse, he calls the congregation saints. If he was standing here today on behalf of God, speaking from heaven to you, to those who are holding on to Christ, that's what he would call you, saints. Take comfort in that. Amen.